expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks, and welcome to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That is 907-458-8255. Sorry about that. Anyway, they say that the weather is warming up. I walked out to my car, and minus 26 below felt really nice. Ivy, ask a nurse person first Monday, what did you think?
It was only 15 below at my house.
I want to hurt you. That inversion and crap, eh?
Yeah, yeah, get ready to wear my shorts and t-shirt.
You know, we are Fairbanksons, what the heck. You know, if we're going to go through this weather, we're going to flip the bird to it. Oh my goodness. But going through weather like this, that has effects on people.
Oh, it has a lot of effects on people in lots of different ways. Just even if you consider the dry climate, it just dries your skin out. It's a desert climate, mm-hmm. and it dries your skin out. It's easy to get dehydrated. Everything's scratchy, dry, cracking.
Well, thanks for describing my body.
It's most of our Alaskan bodies. It's going to
perfect. Dried, scratchy, cracky.
Fairbanks, at least. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a tough time of year. It's kind of hard, especially after the holidays. You know, there's such a hubbub and busy going during the holidays and so much joyfulness, usually. Yeah. Sometimes a lot of stress, depending on how you approach it. Having family together and lots of fun foods and stuff. And then all of a sudden it's kind of crash and boom afterwards. It's all done. This 6 weeks of all this intensity and now it's cold. Here it is. It's dark and it's cold. And we probably gained a little bit over the holidays and it can get pretty depressing for a lot of people. In the general term, we all go through periods of ups and downs, you know, kind of feel down today.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it gets a little worse during this time. And for some people, it can be pretty extreme. Some people who struggle, and I'll talk a little bit later about that, is with the seasonal affective disorder with the weather. This the lack of daylight can really become a big issue. But I'd like you to just think about, you know, looking at yourself, evaluating where you're at this point in our winter time and thinking about, do you have periods of depression? And if they do, you know, recognizing it, and that can be feeling more frustrated, irritable, or low energy, sluggish, sad, kind of losing interest in everything, just hibernating, turning down social engagements, and just kind of cocooning yourself and not wanting to do anything. Some people do, they eat more carb. With the cold, I think we all crave carbs more. Just I think it's our survival instinct, and then it's just kind of a negative spiral we end up going. So first of all, I'd like you kind of look at, you know, are you in this situation, and does it last a day and you're okay, or is it lasting in weeks, you know, several days and weeks? If it starts lasting more than several days or weeks, it's really something to start reflecting on to start trying to turn this around.
Yeah. Does it drive you to drink more alcohol?
That is often a lot more drinking.
A lot more partaking in other, or not illegal anymore,
other
things.
Substance abuse, yeah. If you will. Exactly. Yeah. That can be really common. In its worst scenario, it can lead to suicidal thoughts or just, you know, no point in seeing your life going forward. So that's where it gets to extreme if you're feeling really hopeless. And I'll talk about that a little bit too. We know where we go with if we're getting to that point. But yeah, definitely increasing the alcohol intake or other recreational drugs and stuff, and just losing sight of healthy living.
Mm-hmm.
So the obvious we know is with the cold, you know, after the big holiday events, but also because of our lack of light here, we're kind of unique here because of our lack of sunlight during the winter. It does actually make biological changes internally. We have changes in our serotonin and our melatonin. These are both neurotransmitters. They're brain chemicals that help us, you know, live, be healthier, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The serotonin has a lot to do with our biological rhythm, our biological clock, and it kind of, the numbers can get, go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, people at this time of year like to go get a tan.
Yes.
And that helps the
yes.
serotonin.
It does. And also just the light therapy. And even if you don't, with the tan, you get a little bit of warmth too. So it makes it kind of makes you feel good.
Man, do I want a sauna bath.
And it helps that you're not quite, you know, helps you not be quite so pasty white during our winters. Now there's controversy with tanning, but I admit that I do like to do that too. It is definitely a
I can tell you walked in this morning prepping for Hawaii.
I might be going to a warmer climate, hoping for a warmer climate pretty soon.
You promised nothing.
Yes. So another is light therapy for people that really know they're affected by the short winter days here and the lack of sunlight is doing light therapy. And that can be for if you are diagnosed with seasonal affective mm-hmm. disorder, or if it could be just in general, just helping to...
Well, you know, what I always do... I've never had seasonal light, disorder. I believe.
Yeah.
I believe because born and raised in it, go through it. And what I always do is I look at my lines of demarcation when I, boom, that I know we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is basically the week of Valentine's Day because that is when I can get up in the morning, go to work at 8.
Yeah.
And come home at 5 and it's sunlight between 8 and 5. That 8 and 5 time frame, I say,
yeah.
And then I say to myself, okay, March 21st, the equinox, the winter equinox, or the spring equinox, rather, and that 12 and 12. And I love the month of March in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
It's March and September are my favorite months, equinox months. And because in March you get the, could be 20 below that day in the evening, and then during the day warm up to 20 above.
And you start feeling the warmth in the sun.
Yeah, and you start seeing the blues in the sky.
Yeah.
That blue sky, the one artist that got that blue sky was Mockentons. Fred Mockentons was able to paint that blue, crisp winter sky. My thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I have not struggled with it either. I've always tried to make a point to get some daylight during that time. You know, where you go to work and it's dark and you come home and it's dark, but making sure, trying to take on your break, if you don't have windows at work,
yeah.
or, you know, for us that are happily retired now.
Yeah, be quiet.
But, you know, get to those windows, take that break and go look outside. Take a walk outside or at least look outside and just enjoy that sunlight. And that daylight, that's really helpful.
Then what I also did purposely during this cold snap, December, and through today, every morning I go to my real estate office. I have a home office that I can work out of and do the same things. But I get outside, I warm up the car, and I drive around, and I see things, and I'm interacting, and, you know, you got... people not knowing how to drive and people knowing how to drive. And you're going through all those emotions. And I enjoy that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's something of things to prevent this or to minimize it or turn it around is one, is getting out.
Yes.
Keeping your social time, visiting with people, talking with people.
Interaction with people.
Yes.
Simple
interaction with people. That's huge because it's really easy just to cocoon yourself and withdraw.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Dearest Mother, the new year has dawned, and as I traveled through the town, I found myself once again drawn to Brewster's, the most delightful reprieve after the holiday rush. Inside, I was met with a warmth that chased away the winter chill. The salmon burger was splendid and kept me in line with my new year's resolution. It was the perfect way to greet the year ahead. It is a place of comfort and cheer, where the food is hearty and the company always kind. If you ever pass this way, you must stop and experience Brewster's for yourself. Your beloved son, Henry.
Sound. It's all around us. Whether the laughter of children, the sounds of your favorite wildlife, or the rhythm of your favorite song. Sound brings our world to life. The Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center wants to remind you that their certified doctors of audiology are here to help hear those sounds. And whether it's a medical condition that requires treatment or a simple fitting of a hearing device, Dr. Jackson and her certified and licensed staff will help you hear more. Come into the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center for testing to hear what you've been missing. For more, visit fairbankshearing.com.
It's time for the 25th Annual Fairbanks Funny Festival, brought to you by Good Cafe Inside Good Cannabis. Friday and Saturday night, January 16th and 17th at the Pioneer Park Theater, starring the one and only Brad Upton and featuring a dozen locals doing comedy for the very first time. It's the best part of winter, the Fairbanks Funny Festival, which always sells out, so get your tickets now at alaskacomedy.com or at the door, and get ready to laugh. The Fairbanks Funny Festival. Special thanks to Zach's at Sophie Station and the radio station.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR. Weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for snow. Highs level off around 12 below. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 16 below. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome. Excuse me, Fairbanks, welcome back. You know, after what we've been through, hearing a weather report saying it's going to dip down to minus 16 below. Thank God. Yes.
We Fairbanksons are unique.
Yeah. You know, I was driving around before I came over here and I go, God, I was outside. 26 below feels great. Yeah. I'm so demented.
No, it's all of us. It's all relative. It's like before it got cold, that felt cold. And it's because we hadn't been conditioned. Now, man, that's a heat wave.
Yeah, we're conditioned. And I always say that the levels of conditioning every year. You know, when it hits zero that first time, it's you're chill. Oh, my God. And then it gets like the 20 below. And the first wave of things breaking at 20 below hits. Yeah. I mean, things break at 20 below.
Yeah.
And then those things get fixed and you get through it. Then it drops down and it goes to about 10 below and you're going, this is great. This is great. Then it goes like 30, then 40 below like it did. More stuff breaks. And then it drops into 20 below, and you're saying, oh, thank God. We are a demented area.
Well, we're not out of the woods yet because January sometimes tends to be the coldest month, but so far it's looking pretty good in the forecast. So we'll just see. We'll play it by ear, but we survived our first difficult go-around.
Yeah, and you look at it over the holidays, that coldness, because that curtails wanting to go out and shop.
Yeah.
Go have beverages or meet friends at restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, it just curtails the holiday atmosphere and the holiday cheer.
Yeah, it reduces some of that kind of fun. You know, and so as we were talking about this, just focusing as we get through in these next couple of months, it's going to start turning around really quickly. We're starting to gain daylight, which is amazing and awesome. It's always exciting for us Alaskans. I love my plants. I do lots of plants, and I planted myself a little garden inside the house just with some new different plants and just watching them grow. That helps me. That brings me happiness. Just back up just a little bit. We talk about the lack of daylight. Another thing that can add to our feeling down and our depression is low vitamin D levels, which is super common in Alaskans. And I think the recommendation is just about every Alaskan should be taking vitamin D. Now, it is a fat-soluble vitamin, so it does stay. So we could get toxic if we overdo it. So it's good to follow up with your provider, check your levels.
What is that?
and see where you're at.
What in the heck was that? You know, they're messing with me here. I was the only person down here on New Year's, the first working day of 2026.
Yeah, 19.
On whatever day that was. I think it was a Friday. Yeah. I was the only person down here. We had a show. And then they pull this. I mean, everyone else took that day off, but I worked. And then they're messing with me because they're jealous of me.
I'm sure that's it, David.
You know, and here I got Ivy looking at me like, what are you doing, David? What the heck? Sorry about that, Fairbanks. It's my North Korean equipment. Thank you, Perry Wally.
As we talked about socializing, you know, keeping that social network strong. And I encourage you surround yourself with positive people.
Yes.
Because that can definitely bring you up. You know, start your day with something. Think about starting your day with something you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things to like, it's yucky. But think about something. There's always something good that you can think about. What are you laughing about, David?
Yesterday, you know, a good friend of mine, I cooked breakfast with at the Elks. And Fairbanks, don't take this personally. He's a big Seahawks fan. And so I'm with him yesterday morning. He should be on cloud nine about everything. And he was harping about how the announcers kept saying how the Niners, you know, wasn't true indicative because they have all these people hurt. They weren't talking about the hurt people with the Seahawks. So after a while, I just started laughing. I'm saying, God, you are the most negative person in the world. You know, you're talking everything. I mean, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Yeah. we're cooking eggs and you can't even, you know, you're mad about that or, you yeah. know, you got to, you know. So I was with a person like that yesterday. And my therapy was mocking it. It's a good friend.
Yeah,
it's a good friend.
Good.
So I was able to mock it, you know.
Yeah.
So that was my therapy, my rebuttal.
Yeah.
So she caught me laughing with one of my thoughts. Thank you, Ivy.
Of course, always. But and as he was saying, that just recognize that because people with negative feelings, negative attitudes can pull you down. So especially when you need to,
allow them.
Yes, yes.
Darn Seahawks fans.
Yes, and I'll reiterate again: starting your day with positive thoughts. What are you thankful for? You know, there's so many things if you really sit and think about it, and it actually does change your chemical makeup in your brain and brings positive neurotransmitter or hormones, chemicals that are released that help you bring that the mood up.
You know, as we were discussing before we came on the air, most mornings between 6:15 and 6:30, I do a Tai Chi regimen of about anywhere from 18 to 25 minutes. And it really puts me in a good place. I mean, it really does. And it's not a hard workout at all. They focus on breathing, stretching, mental, just being in a well place at the place you're at. And when I'm done with it, I'm always just very thankful for the exercise and the instructor on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing I was going to tell you about is having physical activity. It's really hard to become vegetative, if you will. And it's so important to keep physical activity. And that's something you can do at home, right, on your TV or your phone.
Yeah.
You can do that, you know.
Get on a treadmill and walk and watch TV.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I do that at Planet Fitness.
I used to tell my patients, it's like, you know, just stick in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
Get one that folds up so you can fold up when you have company. But don't hide it where it's
not
a sight unseen, exactly. And if you do something every day, do it like if you watch your news every day or a certain show every day or whatever, make that the time. When you put that show on or that news or whatever that is, get on the treadmill and do it.
Do you think that in the winter months, a dietary change should be done? Just a thought.
Well, with most of us, dietary changes is probably recommended because it might be harder to do in the winter because you're battling so many other things, depending on your personal.
But my thought would be dietary change in less calorie intake because you're more stagnant.
That would be the ideal. It's difficult to achieve.
Yeah.
Because we're more stagnant and doing less, we get bored and we eat more.
Yeah. It has the opposite effect of what we want.
It does, unfortunately. And the cold, I think, in our preservation, the cold that we carb up to keep our fat stores to keep us protected.
You want the warming, hearty breakfast, you know. Yeah, exactly.
So, yes, ideally, yes, that would be a good plan. It's difficult to achieve.
That's the theory. The reality is not so much.
So, anyway. So, yes, being mindful of what you're eating and being mindful of boredom eating and stuff, too. So, keeping busy, engage in your hobbies, visit with friends, talk with friends, do physical activity, walk your stairs extra times.
I have all these friends of mine who are planning to go to Chino Hot Springs and get in that pool.
Yeah.
My thought would be, I'm going to go to Chino Hot Springs and have an appletini.
I finally got out there. We went out there last year with my sister-in-law was up, and we were going to go, and it was closed. I still have not experienced it yet.
Oh, when was this?
Last year, I don't know, July or August or something, she was up here. So
okay.
Anyway, it is what it is.
Wonder what happened.
I don't remember.
Oh, well.
But anyway, so say, you know, doing things that are good for you, positive for you, having a feeling of gratitude, thankfulness of getting exercise. And see, make sure you are exposed to light or daylight, getting out and doing something. You know, and Fairbanks is a pretty cool town. If you, I think it's called ExploreFairbanks.com or FairbanksAlaska.com. They have a list of all these different activities. We have so many things that are going on in our community. We have so many people that are doing really innovative, fun activities.
And then I'm going to be looking up. I tried looking it up on like January 2nd, but it hasn't been posted yet. But the Fairbanks North Star Borough, they have a Parks and Rec Outdoor Challenge, both winter and the summer. Mm-hmm. So I want to see what the outdoor winter challenge is and do some of it. You know, I'm not going to go hike 20 miles or anything like that. But, you know, I want to get out and see a few of these things and experience them just because I can.
Yeah.
And I know it's good for me.
Yeah, exactly. Grab a friend and go do some of these physical activities or social activities. All these things are definitely help us mentally and physically.
And then I've noticed that, you know, starting in December, about maybe mid-November, I turn on more lights in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in the dining room a lot, kitchen, dining room, living room area, all connected. But I turn on more lights in the living room just to have more lighting.
Yeah, I struggle with that because I'm always conservative. You know, you're wasting electricity.
I'll pay the extra $20 a month at GVA.
But I do find it is important. You know, my husband will come and turn every light on in the house initially, and I'll take a few back off. But it does feel more positive with more light. So keeping that in mind, just, you know,
So what was it? Saturday morning. You know what the number was for me? You know what the number was? 14 was the number. That's how many seconds my dog went outside to take his morning pee and get back in to eat. 14 seconds, I counted it. 14.
Wow.
You know, that minus 45, 50 blow in downtown Fairbanks.
Yeah.
I wanted to count the time frame. You know, number one, a two, a three.
Yeah, it was rough on the dogs. They don't want to hang out in that.
Yeah, he doesn't have like Malamute feet, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he comes in as like his back leg is sort of limping already from the free.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I've got a sled dog. She's a short hair from a sled dog, but she's an indoor dog. So, but she gets just spastic. I mean, she's got to jump and run and stuff, and it's really hard because then I have to go out with her and run her.
So what I'm going to do tomorrow's supposed to warm up significantly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put dog booties on the dogs and then get them out.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them in the car and I'm going to get them out.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be like only minus six below.
Yeah.
And I got doggy coats for those creatures, and they're going to be eating booties and they're going to hate it.
Yeah.
But once the booties are on and they're starting to walk around, they're outside, they will love it.
It's hilarious when you put those booties on.
It's a fight. It is a fight.
Watching him walk afterwards. They're like.
Oh, boy. Fairbanks, us people in the studio here who PETA is going to come after. People for the 11th, we're going to take a break, and we're going to leave you with some bumper music. James Gang Funk 49. Oh boy. That has Joe Walsh in there. That's some good music. And then we're going to go in some Fox News, some state news, some weather, some commercials, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live.
John Saucier, deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, arraigned in federal court today following his capture during a U.S. military operation. FBI Director Kash Patel on Fox praising President Trump's leadership in the mission.
Every component of this operation, every link in this chain was flawlessly executed by the experts in the intelligence community and law enforcement and military sectors, and we were proud to be a part of it.
They're met by protesters demonstrating outside the federal courthouse. We spoke with Izzy McCabe, a protester opposing the arrest of Maduro, who argues the U.S. military should not be intervening in the affairs of other nations.
The United States is not the world's police. We don't have the right to be kidnapping foreign leaders and arraigning them and trying them for crimes under U.S. law and to interdict in the foreign politics of a sovereign nation. That is not our place, and the destiny of Venezuelans is, or the destiny of Venezuela is for Venezuelans to decide, not us.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the Anchorage Fire Department has confirmed there was a fire at Anchorage's Kale's Legacy Funeral Home on Old Seward and Clatt. Online AFD dispatch records show the call came in around 11:45 p.m. Friday. When firefighters arrived, they found the funeral home fully engulfed, AFD said. AFD spokesperson Megan Peters said, as far as the fire department is aware, everyone was accounted for. The building has extensive damage, Peters said. Part of the roof collapsed in one area of the building. The roof is essentially on the ground. She said the fire investigator hasn't been really able to do anything inside the building because of the danger of falling debris. Peter said it was a difficult situation for the firefighters with how cold it was outside. And in other fire news, a cashier at the Fred Meyer on the Olsteese Highway in Fairbanks confirmed the store was open Sunday after a fire in the bathroom area overnight. The Fairbanks Emergency Communications Center said the call came in around midnight for a possible fire in a vent in a bathroom. Once crews were on the scene, they smelled burning plastic and there was a haze. The firefighters opened the wall and found fire, according to the fire department.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Do you sleep well? I never sleep. I could brag about how well I do my job, except I realize my success requires teamwork. I am your septic tank. I count on you and Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing to keep me happy, see? But I have my limits and a backup plan. Call Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing to pump me out just once a year. I promise you'll sleep like a baby.
GCR Tires and Service introduces the Cooper Discoverer Stronghold AT All-Terrain All-Season Tire. Lock in control with aggressive tread design that anticipates Alaska's ever-changing roads. Cooper Discoverer Stronghold AT, superior performance on and off the road. On rocks, loose gravel, severe snow, ice, and mud, yet Stronghold AT is quietly responsive on the road as well. Now it's your turn. Buy your Cooper Discoverer Stronghold AT tires at GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Naming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio with me. It's Ask a Nurse, first Monday of the month. If you have any questions, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And, you know, with weather temperatures like this, you start to see society breakdown.
Yeah.
You know,
Right. Vehicles don't work very well. A lot of vehicles that were just kind of hanging in there all of a sudden
Hanging in there.
Right. Everything freezes in lines. You know, our pipes in our house freeze. Water lines freeze that we didn't expect.
Yeah.
Trucks don't work. And city services.
Yeah. And, you know, the city services are exemplary during normal conditions.
Yes, they are.
What the city did not do correctly was tell the story of why they had to shut down plowing. It wasn't because it was 30 below. It was because it was 30 below and three of their four graders were down for equipment repair because of the cold weather. Mm. And they said, well, after 30 below, we don't plow. But they have four graders there that have been bought over the last 3 to 4 years. So good equipment, well maintained, but things break at 30 and 40 below.
Yeah.
So they didn't tell the right story. They said, oh, it's 30 below, so we're not plowing. They should have said, it's 30 below, and we lost three of our four graders.
Yeah. So I know it's caused a lot of strife for the community with some of the roads and the garbage pickup and some of the things, if there's a lot of stress out there.
Yeah. And then the not being able to, you know, if you live in town, you're trash. And, you know, I looked at my neighbors and they put out their trash on Wednesday and next to me on Wednesday, and it's still there on Monday because that was the first day or this that the city said it's 40 below and we don't pick up at 40 below. So everyone's bringing their trash to the borough, and they don't do the dumpsters.
At that cold.
Yeah, so it looks like a third world country out there.
Yeah, that looked pretty bad. You know, Dave and I were talking on the break. We were both of us who were born and raised here, kind of, you learn to have contingency plans and reserves and backups and so we haven't had cold winters like this or this cold for this long in quite a while. We've been pretty spoiled. But most of us long-timers are got a plan. We've got backup, and we roll with it. It's not easy. Lots of things still could potentially break, but we usually roll with it pretty good. It's with the new people, it's just these are life lessons, and it's learned for future planning ahead. But
true.
But sometimes it just, by virtue of the cold, things break.
Break, yeah. You know, that vehicle that might operate okay in the summer, it's not going to operate in the winter.
Yeah.
After 30 below, things that shouldn't be on the road are going to be needing...
Are not going to be on the road.
Yeah, they're going to be in a parking lot for a long time.
I really have to shout out to our community, though.
Yeah.
I have seen so many angels, if you will, out there helping people constantly. It's amazing.
And that's a wonderful thing about Fairbanks.
Yes.
And I don't mean the city limits. The interior.
Yes.
That's what Fairbanksons do.
That's what, exactly.
And it was funny. You know, I've got this basement window, and it was broke a few years ago, and I've just, you know, put board over it, you know, whatever. So looking at it, you know, maybe we should stick some foam in there, some styrofoam foam. So I go over to Home Depot, and they got these, like, 10-foot sheets, and that's not going to fit in my Chevy. So I give my next-door neighbor a call, and he's a master plumber. I mean, he's top shelf. He does HVAC installation and whatever. So I give him a call, and he works for a company. And so I give him a call, and he goes, David, if it's – before he even says hello, he goes, David, if it's broke, I can't fix it. Yeah, he goes, you know, they've worked, you know, basically – 30 days straight, and there were seven on, 12 off, seven days a week.
Man. Yeah.
And he said he went to the store. Now, ponder this, Fairbanks. He went to the store and he's bought 60 electric heaters, you know, for people, temporary heat, and he doesn't have any more.
Mm.
just things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told him about the styrofoam that I need. He goes, oh, okay. And he goes, but he also goes, but for you, I would have come over and fixed it. That's why I feed him really well. He gets great barbecue and steaks in the summer.
There you go. Good neighbors.
But contingencies.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, having contingency plans, having backups, having reserves.
Yeah. You know, a good friend of mine, it's sad, he was traveling and he, gone for a couple months and he travels a lot. He's a miner. He travels a lot in the in the winter. And so he went out traveling and I get a call from him the Friday before last, just before the first of the year, and he's outside. And he called me and he said his house froze up. The heating system went off. And that, do I know any restoration companies? You know, he's got insurance and everything, but he needs to, get it fixed up, restored and everything. And I said, do you have a temp stick? And he goes, yeah, but I never hooked it up. A temp stick, you put that on your furnace. It's pretty easy. It's just three wires. And it tells you the temperature anytime you can set it to where, okay, it's dropped beneath 60 degrees or your temperature. And so there's certain things you do that if you're leaving your house for a long period of time, you get an electrical fluctuation and your boiler doesn't kick back on. It's just those things that you know what to do.
Yeah. And then, like with that, talking to locals that have been here a long time and say, okay, moving forward, how do we?
So Fairbanks, this is what I want you to do right now. Pull out your phone or on your computer, go to Google and type in temp stick. That's all you got to do. That's what you do. Temp stick and get one. $135 investment that is wonderful. It's just peace of mind.
There you go. There you go.
I know. God almighty. What else is on your list there?
All right. So community support. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. We've got a wonderful community, but there's also a whole bunch of stuff. There's your church, your faith-based gatherings, your support groups. There's lots of wellness events going around. As I mentioned, there's arts and craft events. Explore Fairbanks has a list of a bunch of activities, the cultural center, cultural activities, sporting events, food tastings, just fun. Getting out, enjoying each other, enjoying social activities. Just try not to hibernate. It's hard when it gets cold like this. But have a plan for when it does get super cold. You don't
go to the Hoodoo Brewery. go to the Humble Roots Brewery. Fairbanks Distillery. They're open on Fridays and Saturdays. Don't ask me how I know that.
Well, I was kind of picking some of the non-alcoholic.
Lavelle's Tap House, not so much. They're selling everyone else's wares. They don't make their own.
On a serious note, though, if you do feel stuck in these lows and this depression, do seek help.
Yes.
Have it evaluated by your provider. Sometimes it's your labs are all off, and they can sometimes just get things straightened out that way. Vitamin D can do that. It can also cause some other problems. So having those levels checked, and if they do recommend something at the next level is, light therapy or whatever, if you haven't been doing that, work with your provider on that.
Starting in October, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I take a vitamin D3 pill just because.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if it works or it doesn't, but it
works. Most Alaskans should take it all winter. But again, check your levels. It is a fat-soluble vitamin, so you can get toxic with it if you take too much. So it's not more is always better. So kind of find out where your levels are. I usually stop mine because I'm outside all summer, so I stop mine in the summer, but all winter.
And then also, the Big Dipper.
Mm-hmm.
Go walk upstairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or what me and Emily like to do, let's go to Costco. Yeah. We don't need anything, but we might buy that $5.99 chicken.
Yeah. Well,
it's a big store.
Getting out, exactly.
And there's people.
Yep.
And it's warm.
Yeah.
And you're hearing conversation.
Yeah. I'm just wandering around, looking. It's fun to talk and browse and just think, oh my goodness, look at stuff. Yeah. No, good activities, good things to get out. Again, before I didn't want to forget to list this, if honest extreme note, if you feel that you are having thoughts that there's not much point in living, there is a suicide a crisis line. It's dial 988, and that will get you immediate help, someone to talk to. There's also just a helpline if you just want to talk to somebody. You don't have anybody to talk to, and you just need some social companionship, and that's 1-800-662-HELP. Again, that's 1-800-662-4357.
You know, and also, if you look at this, the fire departments, what they do in the winter. You know, you read in the paper where they, a gentleman who's walking along the Richardson Highway on the next to the Army base there.
Yeah.
And he's on the trail or bike path, and he did a slip fall, or he, you know, something.
Yeah.
And he broke his leg.
Yeah.
And they were able to coordinate, you know, he was able to reach out to the Fairbanks dispatch, and they coordinated between the Fort Wainwright Fire Department rescue and Fairbanks rescue, and they got the guy at 40 below.
Yeah.
They got the guy.
Yeah. Isn't that phenomenal?
We got a lot of heroes in this town.
We do. And a shout out. I have a lot of fire service people in my family, friends and family, and a huge shout out to them. They are out there in all kinds of weather, and yet they do so much for our community. I really, really appreciate them. Those that take care of our community. They keep us safe. They rescue. They help. And you as a community, call if you see someone, reach out and help them, or call and let someone else know so that people can be helped. That's what we're about. We help each other.
Very true. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. This is the first Monday of the month, which is Ask a Nurse, Ivy Corella, Hollenrake, and we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
If your wish is authentic Italian dishes, say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's, and nothing beats a homemade brick oven pizza. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's. A blend of old world and new world recipes, just like a mama used to make, a taste that's sure to please. Giraldo's Italian restaurant and pizzeria. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's.
Generac Power Systems, the interiors distributors for the all-new commercial and industrial generators from High Power. Trusted by businesses, hospitals, and other areas where it's vital to keep the power going. Check out the High Power Mobile Tier 4 Final, a transportable, commercial-grade generator built right onto a trailer to take it where the power's needed. These and more found locally at Gen Solar in the River Mall on College Road. See the entire lineup at gensolar.net. Gen Solar, powering your future with reliability and sustainability.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Now, before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need to limit out. Rods to tackle, to ice tents, and ice augers. And Frontier Outfitters has the right winter clothing to keep you toasty warm and dry. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with a slight chance of snow. Highs level off around 12 below. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 16 below. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio with me here. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And you bring up such a good subject because, you know, recently we've had, this is a time where, a year where a lot of depression happens, suicides, things like that. And maybe this discussion that you're leading makes people realize that I might show symptoms of this, or I can feel better by doing this.
Mm-hmm. To find have a solution or have a plan. The other thing is, because of this cold weather and this at risk, our senior population is hugely at risk. A lot of them can't get out. They don't have the means to get out.
You mean like us?
I think our age puts us in that category, but I don't
but not
feel
mentally
like
and
that.
Physically, yeah.
Not there.
Gotcha.
We're like, what, 2 weeks apart in our age?
Respect your elders.
But seriously,
you see, that's how well we know each other. She knows that I'm 2 weeks older than her, and she gives me no respect.
You got to earn it.
I know. It's too late now. It is what it is.
All right. But yeah, our seniors. So if you have a elderly neighbor or people, just take the time, call on them, check on them, see if they need groceries, see if they need help. You know, make sure they have fuel. That this is a really hard time for them, especially. And that's what we're about. That's what our community's about. And remember, just touch base with them, see how they're make sure they're okay.
Yeah, you know, I call up one of my mother next door neighbor. He's a retired master carpenter. And he doesn't do much, you know. In the summer, he does a lot of hunting and fishing. But in the winter, you know, he just sort of bundles up and, you know, operates his installed by the borough wood stove, you know, and does that. And he lives on a limited budget. And I call him up about every 2 weeks, you know, to make sure he's okay. And especially this time of year, because, you know, he has a dog, and if I don't see the dog outside, and this time of year, you're not going to see any dogs outside right here. But,
yeah.
So I just give him a call, make sure he's doing good. Just, you know, and what's happened is I say to myself, God, I've become my dad. And it's like, that was dad, you know. Yeah. Oh, okay, gene pool's transferred on. That's cool.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
No,
that's
it's not a bad thing, but care for the people you care about.
Yeah.
And especially in weather breaks like we've gone through.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's still going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. We're not out of the woods yet. So we're getting a little bit reprieve. But even then, that's still a lot for a lot of our seniors. So take the time, reach out to them.
And again, Fairbanks, Google temp stick. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You know, you talked about sitting in that chair. It's have a tendency to kind of hibernate in the winter after you retire, and you know, busy summers and kind of inactive winters. And as a cardiac nurse, I'll tell you, that's what gets a lot of our people in trouble, is that winter activity. Even if they do 24/7 activity in the summer, when they become that couch potato in the wintertime, it increases your risk factors rapidly.
True. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Ivy Hollenrick, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy. How are you doing?
Oh, good. You were talking about depression and everything, and I was just thinking one thing to do in the dark, dark, cold winter is to have some spiritual reflection, and I had an experience with that last night. I was watching the Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens game. And I actually prayed toward the end of the game. I said, please help the Steelers win, and, you know, a formal prayer to God. And then miraculously they got a touchdown, and I said, oh, thank you, God, you know. But then to get the extra point, the kicker muffed it, and they didn't get the extra point, which allowed the Baltimore Ravens by a simple field goal to win, and they marched on down the field and had a pretty easy field kick.
Field goal, yeah.
Yeah, and but on that muffed extra point, I was wondering, you know, reflecting, you know, what does this mean? God creates a miracle, but yet this guy muffs it. You know, what does that all mean, celestially speaking, and everything? And but then the Baltimore Ravens guy had a pretty easy field goal, and he muffed it, missed the post. And
God giveth, God taketh away,
and giveth again. Yeah, so.
Football, that's why it's played on a Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
So people can go to church and, you know, pray for their team.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Randy. You have a great day, buddy.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Well, that was a different aspect of spirituality.
Sometimes we need divine intervention.
I might have suggested other kind of spiritual thoughts, but there we go.
Yeah, and then a lot of people, they try and take a trip during the winter, mm-hmm. which is always good. You're taking a trip, which is good. It's a good break.
Yeah.
If you can afford to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people cannot.
Yeah.
And so you have to take your mental breaks and relieve that stress.
Yeah, it's really important to take good care of yourself and do positive things for yourself. Like Dave said, you know, getting out a little bit of town for a little while if you can swing it, if you can save for it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, do positive things here in the community and for yourself.
Yeah.
As we've been talking.
And there are so many things. Excuse me a moment. Excuse me. There are so many things in the community that you can do.
Yeah, there's
that you can volunteer for.
There is.
And yeah. Do something that gets you outside of your house, that is scheduled, that requires not much physical labor, so to speak, but you are interacting with people.
Yes, yes. There is a lot of opportunities in the community to volunteer. I'll give a shout out to the Breadline. The amount of meals they have been serving is phenomenal. They also work on collecting socks and hats, mittens, gloves for people that come in that need them. They're fantastic.
And they're having their soup off coming
up. Yes.
And this year it's going to be at the 8-Star Event Center, so it can be bigger.
Yeah.
And which means bigger,
awesome.
More people can go there.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and interact awesome. And help.
I think February 20th. I think I'm sticking. Yeah. I'm not positive about the date, but yeah.
And so I was talking to to the groups putting this on. They go, yeah, we're in a bigger space, but now we figured. Since we got more people, we got to have more people cooking soup.
Yep, got to get more vendors. Yeah, that's going to be really awesome. And there's just like so many good deserving.
And I'm going to, this is a shout out. I don't know, she's probably not listening, but hopefully this gets back to her. Toni Brewer, she gave me some chili. And she said, you know, she said to me in a bragging manner, she goes, I've really perfected this chili. Next time you having a chili contest or whatever, I want to be involved. And so I laughed. And so she drops them off to me. And Toni, your chili is fantastic. You should be involved. And thank you for that chili that I received on New Year's night at my doorstep.
Oh, wow.
It's gone for whatever reason. You know, the elves that were having the rest of the year off before Christmas, they ate it. It was fed to the elves. Yeah, the elves had it. But
well, my sister-in-law made some incredible seafood chowder, and she came on New Year's Eve and shared that with us. Oh, my gosh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, but socializing.
Yes, absolutely.
Socializing.
Absolutely. I try to have people over, play cards, just do something, you know, keep people, positive people, and socialize.
Well, you had 40-plus people at your house here recently.
Yeah.
On a nice day, a birthday. That's 2 weeks after mine.
Actually, it was just my husband and myself on my birthday. We just stayed home. It was 40 below. I thought.
But it was 2 weeks after mine.
Yes, yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes, it was 2 weeks after. Yes. So I bow down to our elderly people.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you're on the radio. They can't see that.
That's because I wasn't bowing.
And they're not hearing
it. That's because I wasn't bowing.
They are not hearing it either. we got about a minute left. How do you want to end it?
I want to end it by saying thank you to our community for all those that help each other. Keep doing it. I'm so proud to live in this community in my town, my hometown. Take care of yourself. Keep moving. Try to improve your diets. Get out there. Talk to people. Help people. And just keep doing what we do in Fairbanks. We rock.
You know, it's people like you, Ivy, that make Fairbanks such a wonderful community. You volunteered your time to just come on this show the first Monday of every month and talk about health in so many different ways for the good of the people listening, for the good of Fairbanks, and how to apply some of the things that you've noticed in your life or have worked on. And so greatly appreciated, and thank you. Now, I wish you a wonderful trip. Get your son, which is, you know, whatever that thing is for skin, D3.
Vitamin D.
Yeah. Jerk. But Fairbanks, that is our show. Shout out here to Ivy Hollenrake. And Fairbanks is going to get better for a few days, so clean up those things you can, and then it's going to drop down again. But that's why it's called Fairbanks. You guys have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.